The academic bite my tongue on Today FM. So earlier in the week, I, in passing, in a very short conversation, let it be known that I have a fear of driving in Dublin, and Sean Reedy, who works on the show, decided to run with that and said, you know what, Pamela, we're going to make you resit your driving test, much to my dismay. So I headed out yesterday. I sat my test with Brendan from the Irish School of Motoring, who's an absolute gentleman. And here's how it went. So here I am, about to resit my driving test. I hate everybody I work with. I hate all my colleagues. I hate everything. If I mess it up, I'm probably going to fail. I won't lie. I hate driving in Dublin. It's just not for me. Anywhere that's not my driveway.
Today, we're going to try and recreate the driving test for Pamela in exactly the same way as she would take an RSA driving test. We're going to give her some questions, first of all, based on the rules of the road, what she would have studied for her theory test, and then we're going to get her into the car and do the driving bit. So, Pamela, over to you. So, road signs first. Can you tell me what that sign is there?
It's like hieroglyphics. That means no entry. Clear way.
Yeah, very good. It is
Thank
a clear
you.
Way. It is a clear way.
There
That's no entry, but that's a clear way. Yeah, well done.
Got it.
Do you know what that is?
It's a round red circle.
Yeah.
That means don't leave your car here.
It's actually a pedestrian zone.
Okay.
So, you know, it's pretty important that you would know that, so you don't drive down Grafton Street or something like that.
Okay, pedestrian zone, locked and loaded. Motorsport, put that thing in sports.
Shout it back, pop a light.
Press around
We're
the corner.
Press around the corner manoeuvre. Before you start, it is a dangerous enough manoeuvre, and just observation is really the key here. You know, you got a little bit wide at the very corner there. Yeah,
I'll always do that. I'll mess it up, but I'll save it nicely in every aspect of my life.
I want you to turn right as you leave the car park here. So just right here. Yeah, so if you just signal right. That's
oh, right.
Left,
oh, my God. Oh, my God. What a great start. There it is.
Okay.
Should we just cancel it? Because
we'll turn left here. So next turn left.
Okay. Oh, there's a bush. There's a bush. The road ain't wide enough for both of us.
It was all going so well.
Oh, and he is flying it. No stopping him. There is a giant freight HGV coming towards me in a busy car park. His lights are terrifying me. This is the end. Emergency, red alert, code red. Pull the triggers, push the buttons, get me out of here, eject. So that actually was absolutely fine. It was grand. I got on well, and then we left the car park. And it was one of the most horrifying experiences of my life. I said to myself the day I passed my test, I was like, I don't care that I can drive. I don't care that I have the freedom to go anywhere I want. I just never have to do a test again. And here we are.
Overall, without giving the results of the test very, very well, started off at the beginning, you could see that Pamela was a little bit nervous. And there again, she's not used to driving this car either. So, you know, you have to make allowances for that. There's a little bit of a bedding in period to learn the clutch release of the car and whatever. So overall, yeah, it did really, really well. I'm going to give you Pamela the results of the test when we go back inside into the office.
That is stage one of my driving test experience. Did I pass? Did I not pass?
Well, in fairness to you, driving tests are hard.
They're scary.
And now, this was a mock one. It was done by the Irish School of Motoring.
With Brendan Morgan, an absolute gent of a man.
But I always think that when you step into a car like that, you forget all the rules that you're... Like, obviously, we drive every day and we all drive safely. But there's driving safely and then there's driving test driving.
Yeah.
And there's lots of that little stuff that you just forget.
And I forgot all about the theory part of it at the beginning. I remembered it yesterday or the day before, and I said, I'm going to go home and study. And I walked up. He was like, hey, we'll do the theory. I was like, no, I can't do it. I forgot.
Yeah. I did. They ask you, where does your oil go?
I was like, that one.
No, that's where the water goes.
Yeah, I was like, I'm sorry. Text coming in from a listener in Meath says, fair play to you, Pamela. I'm driving almost 20 years, and I would rather give birth with no pain relief than sit my driving test again. Also hate driving in Dublin. Thank you. I'm not crazy. Another one said, failed big time, I'd say. Thanks, Al. I appreciate the support. And the time has finally arrived to reveal how I got on in my driving test. So I was set the challenge earlier on in the week of resitting a test scenario. I went out to the Irish School of Motoring to Brendan Morgan, who was the kindest man. He was very nice. He made me, it calmed me down, got rid of any nerves I had. And then I got to the car and I sat the test. Now, Sean is going to outline some of the things that would be an automatic fail.
Yeah, so you're talking about you don't want a grade 3 fail, first okay. of all, okay? Because a grade 3 fail is stuff that's like if you automatically do, you're gone, okay. you're done. Then you have a certain amount of grade 2s, mm-hmm. which are errors. And if you have a few of them, it means you're in trouble. And then you have I think it's grade 1s, which you're allowed a good few of them. But again, if they build up, you're gonna fail. So, you know, most people in their driving test would get a few grade 1s and maybe one or two grade 2s. But if you go, you know, if you have too much of them,
You're in trouble. So, yeah, I had been driving for 8 years in and around.
Yeah.
Was fine until I got to Dublin. And then you said, you know what, Pamela, we're going to give you some confidence. We're going to sit you down to do your test again.
So much so, she said she was going to drive 20 minutes in a straight line to the nearest supermarket, even though there was one around the corner for her.
Straight lines are where I'm comfortable, okay? So the moment has arrived. Oh, let's do it.
Okay, Pamela, firstly, well done.
Thank you.
You did a very good driving test. Unfortunately...
No!
I'm afraid you didn't pass. We were talking about grade 3s in the car before you came in, and you did, in fact, get a number of grade 3s. And they're all for the same thing. You're driving over stop lines. You're treating stop signs and yield signs as one.
Okay.
You know, you don't just differentiate between a stop and a yield.
Oh, God.
And you pretty much treat a stop sign as if it was a yield. Outside of that, you had a number of mirror faults at the beginning as well, but you really settled into the driving as you went on. And
it's harrowing.
The second half of your driving test was actually quite good.
So if we had done that the whole way through, I would have been fine.
I have no doubt that if you probably did that again right now, that you would pass it.
Okay.
You know, knowing what you did wrong now,
okay,
that you'd pass it very good. I thought you were a really good driver, and I'm not just saying that. I thought you thought your level of drive was very, very good. Very, very good. And as I say, just those two areas. Not stopping at the stop sign, obviously.
Pretty big one.
You got to get that right.
Just take us through what it looked like. Was she rolling through it, or did she just bail through it?
In actual fact, you probably noticed that the driving test turned into a bit of a driving lesson, and I was given a bit of commentary as we were going along. And the reason for that is because there's a stop sign just at the door, at the gate of the test centre here, which we did.
So you hadn't left, and I failed.
So at a very early stage in the test, you had failed. So
okay, thank you. Yeah. I'm going to go with the nerves and the fact that it was a different car, and my driving ability for the reason that I failed. I'm selling my car, cancelling my insurance policy. We're finished.
Don't do that.
I'd like
don't
a
do that
because
after all of Brendan's feedback, his lovely, kind words. Granted, I failed, but that's just a minor part of it. I'm a confident, young driver, and I can do it. I'm fine. I can go out in the roads. I can drive in Dublin. It's fine.
Yeah, so I managed to fail my driving test after 8 years of driving.
Unfortunately so.
Yeah, but he did say that he was confident if I were to sit it again then and there, he will be happy with it. So,
yeah.
Brendan Morgan from the Irish School of Motoring, thank you so much for your guidance. What an absolute gentleman.